am I the a-hole for telling my now ex that she made it hard for me to not hit her, murder her, after what she did? Oh, I feel like OP is already the a-hole, but let's read it and find out. First, let me say I didn't lay a hand on my now ex. I never laid a finger on any woman in my life. Ashley, 26 female, and me, 28 male, have been together for a little over a year. To be honest, most of the relationship was good until we reached the year mark. I first started to notice messages from my friends and family going missing. The invites to hang out that we discussed never reached out to me. I thought I was going crazy at first because my own text conversations didn't make sense to me until I caught her deleting a conversation I was busy having with my cousin. I flipped out because why the hell would she do that? And we were having a conversation about a surprise birthday party for my 80-year-old grandmother in my eyes. So it sounds like he was planning a party for not his grandmother. Mm-hmm. And he was having a conversation with the cousin and she was going through and deleting messages as they were talking.
Damn.
Which is very weird, weird behavior.
Yeah.
Feeling a little weird about it so far. This is the first time I saw the other side of her. The yelling, screaming, saying, why was I always planning things without her? No, I haven't planned anything without her, and she's always been invited and included in the planning. What pisses me off more is the fact that she was trying to make me the bad guy even after I asked her input multiple times in this party for my grandmother, and she was deleting the text messages. I apologize for making her feel that way and promise to include her more. Me and my family and friends live a considerable distance from each other. I'm 16 hours away from my family, so everything has to be planned. Which, I mean, that's a rare kind of man that's planning all this and is like going the extra mile.
Very true.
Like, that's a good thing.
It is. It's something like it's really not common in men.
Yeah.
Unless with the spouse, and it's always the, you know, the opposite sex, usually the women are, yeah.
It makes me wonder if she's jealous of his family with him.
Sounds like it almost.
Like, why would you do this? This is so weird.
Huh.
Okay, let's see here. It goes on. I've also noticed that whenever we have plans for us to hang out with my family or friends, she's always had something come up at the last minute that she desperately needed my help with, but never something when we hanged out with her friends or family. I did mention this, but she convinced me that it was just a coincidence. I never hear my phone ringing, but always find missed calls on my phone and my phone conveniently on silent, something I don't do. She conveniently denied it. I actually thought I was going crazy a couple of times. The last straw was 4 days ago. My grandmother had a heart attack and died in the hospital 2 days later. I didn't receive any texts or calls regarding this from anyone. She had blocked everyone from my family to my friends on my phone. I initially thought my phone was quiet, but we're adults and life gets busy, so I didn't think much of it.
Oh, man.
That was until I ran into one of my old friends at the grocery store and he gave me his condolences for my grandmother. Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
I asked what he was talking about, and he told me about my grandmother. I took my phone out of my pocket and saw everyone was completely blocked. When I unblocked, the messages came flooding in. I had hundreds of messages.
Wow. Wow.
The time she must have.
No shit.
Does she have a job? How do you have time for this?
Wow.
I left everything and ran back home to get my... I left everything and ran back home to get my car, as again, we live in a different state, about 16 hours away from my family. When I got home, she greeted me with a smile like she did nothing wrong, and I exploded on her. I lost it. I asked why the F would she block everyone that meant something to me. I yelled at her that my grandmother had passed away, and I had to find out from someone randomly at the grocery store. All she said was sorry, but she did it for us, and my friends and family were preventing us from being together. She had to do it. I've never been that angry in my life. I wanted to lay her out. I wanted to, oh man, he wanted to hurt her in that moment. I have never been that close to hitting a woman in my life. I told her to get her stuff and get out of my house. Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Oh, holy crap.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
I thought this would be like petty.
Right?
This is not petty.
She's got some issues, man. That's like a makings of a serial killer movie.
This is the villain origin story.
Right? Like,
oh.
First I thought it was like, it's maybe because, like, you know, he has a good rapport with his family. Like, it's all Hallmark and lovey-dovey. And
yeah.
Her, it's not with hers, but going that far to blocking everybody on her phone, on his phone, and then him, that would so piss me off. Now, is it right to hit a woman? No. But would she have deserved it at that moment? Yes, because that is just like your whole world is crashing before your eyes.
Yeah. That's like, I can't, the scenario that he painted of like being at the grocery store and the friend, like, that's insane that somebody outside of his social circle was like, I'm so sorry for your, like, what?
Yeah. That would flip me out. I'm like, wait, why did I hear about it? And
like, imagine the feeling of your gut just like, just, that you were not there for them. Like, oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah. He needs to either A, kick her out, or just pack his bags and leave.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a scary situation to be in, and she's not well.
It gets worse.
Oh God.
She grabbed me by the arms and told me to relax, and again, I did it for us. I grabbed her shirt, pulled her in closer to me, and told her if she doesn't leave in the next couple of seconds, that I will murder her. Okay. Okay, OP. I was with you until then.
Right.
That's a little bit much. Like, you, he might need to go to anger management therapy, but.
I would say so, but if she's been, it's kind of like if, like, he's like oblivious to her behavior, but all those patterns that happened in the past kind of just rushes in at once. Because that happens, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's all clicking together, you know, and it's like, oh my God. Especially his grandma, anybody's grandma. This is hearing that from a person that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Your mind starts wondering, like, what did I do? Does my family hate me? What's all this kind of, you know, your mind's racing through things.
I just think that was a little dramatic, like grabbing her in close and then saying, like, if you don't stop, I'm going to hurt you. Yeah. I mean, I at least appreciate the warning signs, but like, I don't know.
It's a little too much.
I think it's a little over the line, but
maybe there's other context that she was not getting the point and staying there.
Right.
And then that build up over time. He's like, listen, get away from me.
Yeah.
Get away from me. And if you have to keep on responding, people are like that. I call them swim fans. It was a movie that a girl was just stalking, and she just like really like sabotaged everything in this guy's life just so he could focus on her.
Ugh.
And it was really bad.
People like that really confuse me.
Scares me.
I'm like, how does your whole life revolve around one person and you just want their attention full time? Is kind of,
yeah.
Beyond me. Therapy. Maybe consider therapy.
Therapy, anger management, a punching bag. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, something.
A dog.
He says, I wanted to hit her, and it took everything in me to not lay a finger on her. So thank goodness you didn't, OP.
Right.
Thank goodness. She robbed me of the final moments I could have spent with my grandmother, the woman who raised me, the woman that meant everything to me and taught me almost everything I know. I could see the fear in her eyes as she crumbled to the floor when I let her go. Oh, gosh. So he was holding. Oh, my God. He was holding her by her collar.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, dude. It took her 10 minutes to leave my house, but as soon as she did it, I lost myself. I don't know if I yelled, screamed, cried, but I destroyed my own house. All I remember was this overwhelming rage. I don't even remember half the drive to my grandparents' house. Whoa, OP. You need to see an anger management therapist. Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Damn.
I'm currently at my grandparents' house as the funeral preparations are being made. When I first arrived, the family exploded on me to where have I been? Why didn't I answer them? I explained the situation and what happened. Although I think they believed me because they could still see the disappointing looks in my eyes when we talked. According to my cousin, one of the last things my grandmother asked for the day before she passed away was, where was I?
Oh.
She robbed me of that. She robbed me of my grandmother. My now ex told our mutual friend what happened. Surprisingly, she told them the whole truth. They all said what she did was wrong, and I have every right to break up with her, but I went too far by threatening to hurt her. Am I an a-hole for the way I handled things? Although my actions in those moments weren't the best, I am ashamed. I can't in words describe the anger, rage, and betrayal I felt. I will give more details if anybody wants any. I know I left stuff out, and I didn't give a lot of details. I'm still emotionally in this moment. And this post was one of the things I said to get me out of it.
Wow.
Is OP the a-hole?
Yes and no. I understand being like the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when things build up and you have that last straw, like I have my, that's it. And you just blow up because you can't hold it back any longer. So maybe there has been a buildup of that. But this, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It just sounds like what you read is that he just literally violently picked her up and I don't know. He's an asshole for the way he handled it.
Yeah.
He's an asshole for that. Definitely. 100%. But damn.
I mean, if we go from the top of the story, she's extremely manipulative.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to go, she's the a-hole. Because none of this would have happened if she didn't do any of the behaviors.
Yeah.
So I would easily be like, you're the a-hole. This is, your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
Like, you just thought he was going to be okay with this. Like, you obviously don't have a good relationship if you thought eliminating his friends and family was the answer. But then also, I think OP on the flip side is a little bit of an a-hole because, like you said, she was there and just saying, like, I did it for us. I did it for us. But also, like, picking somebody up by their clothing and, like, threatening them, I feel like that's a little too far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I said, like, I don't know how long it's been that she's been acting like that.
Right.
So it could be a current thing. And he just like, well, you know, brushes it off.
Right.
Because it seems like she makes up excuses. It's like, oh, it's a coincidence. I have a project, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, your project is interrupting my family time and this and that, blah, blah, blah. So it could have been like a couple of years of buildup. And he's just finally like, you went as far as to block everybody on my fucking phone.
Well, he did say they've only been together for a year. So
I didn't catch that part. So yeah,
that's okay.
He's an asshole.
But I mean, but I do think though, after a year, that's still 12 months.
It's true.
You know, and he said he only really started having issues with her once they hit the year mark.
Because
that's when it kind of all fell apart.
You don't really know a person until a year.
Yeah, honestly, you really don't.
Ugh.
I also wonder, like, why has he not seen the family enough that he wouldn't have noticed that they were blocked before? Because, like, yeah, they live in different states, but, like, I don't know, like, Facebook? Maybe. Don't they use other means to communicate, too?
Probably, maybe not.
I guess not.
He could be just a busy soul, too.
Could be, yeah.
Like, I find out things through social media, especially with celebrities' deaths or people that I know in my friends group on Facebook of like who's passed away or who's in the hospital. So it depends on what kind of a social media person he is, you know?
Oh, interesting. Do you think Reddit deemed him the a-hole or not the a-hole?
I think they did.
Weirdly enough, they did not deem OP the a-hole.
Oh my God.
Lots of people saying like you were in a abusive relationship and actually using articles to, like, I guess, prove that, like, he's in an abusive relationship because she was going through his phone.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this given the title, though, but no, you are not the a-hole. Your ex is a vile, manipulative monster.
Yeah.
Isolating partners away from their support network is textbook abuser behavior. Should we have done a warning at the top of the episode? Warning! This episode might trigger you.
Oof.
Maybe watch one of our interviews. They're a little lighter.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for tuning in for Delulu Canoe. We're trying something different this time where we don't do an intro. Hope you're enjoying so far. I think everyone's a-holes in this story.
Yeah.
But that's just because I don't love to, you know, I don't condone violence.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you should break up with this person and not get back together with them.
Yep. And take some anger management classes and go to therapy.
Yeah. I think that would really help him. Because even if this is a one-time moment, like I've done things in my life that just happened like one time due to like emotion or rage.
Yeah.
But I still go to therapy and I still work on it. So that way it doesn't become a pattern.
Yeah.
So go to therapy so it doesn't become a pattern. All right, Cosmo, do you have an am I the a-hole?
Yes, my wife is super pissed off.
right. Okay. Same.
I have been married for 5 years with my wife, ooh, who I've met nearly 10 years ago. The thing is, she loves traveling a lot. And she loves traveling on the date of her birthday. Last year, we were in Brazil and had a great time. In May, we had a month-long travel to Europe, where we visited some Greek islands, Athens, and a bunch of Spanish cities in Paris. Her birthday's in a few days, and we had some long talks about traveling. Europe left us in debt.
Oh, no.
And some health issues left us with almost no savings. We want to have children this year, and we need some medical assistance for that. Oof. That also costs money.
Yeah.
I told her that maybe this year we cannot afford to travel anywhere. She didn't like it, but she agreed.
Hmm.
But it turns out a few days ago, she snapped. She is now super angry because she is staying home for her birthday. That it doesn't matter what we discuss. She never said she don't want to travel. As her husband, he should know what she wants for her birthday and should have known that she wanted to travel either way. And surprise her with some kind of tickets.
Hmm.
I really don't know how to defuse the situation. I offered to buy some last minute tickets anywhere, but now she doesn't want to do anything because she says I'd just be doing it because she forced me. Am I the a-hole?
No! What on earth? What is she? Wow. Okay, my first question to OP would be like, who manages the finances in this relationship? Because it sounds like neither of them do, and they keep things separated.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
It's kind of what I'm getting. But, okay, first of all, sometimes you have to look at the facts and go, we can't afford a vacation, mm-hmm, which means you don't get to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And it sucks because we all deserve a good vacation after, you know, so long. But the problem is that you can't just spend all your money going on vacation and then rack up these medical bills and then come back and then be like, okay, we're going to have a baby this year, but we're also going to travel, when you don't have the money for it.
Exactly.
Where does she get this sense of entitlement?
I mean, if it's a tradition that she's been doing every year for her birthday, I understand, but it's like she could be a brat. Just like, mm-hmm, one of those, like, she got a pony for Christmas when she was young. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
I don't know. It sounds like a situation where it's like, okay, this is an argument. They've been married for 5 years.
They've, yeah,
known each other for 10. God, but going to Europe and doing all that stuff like that is a bit of money.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. All those places that he just mentioned, and then, mm-hmm, plus having some health issues. Yeah.
And then wanting to have kids while you're having health issues also is like, yeah, question mark, what?
Exactly.
Maybe get your health under control?
They need to slow the roll.
Yeah.
Get the health under control. Have the kid, and then... I think the other problem is too, because most people do this a lot. Hmm. So when they have kids, they think they'll try their best to keep their lives normal.
Mm.
And it's difficult when you have a kid.
Yeah.
That's why you always see them going to the movie theaters or going to the Ren Fair or going to the Dragon Con. I'm like, listen, you had a kid. Your responsibility is wait till they're a certain age and then find a babysitter and then go do your things. But you're going to have to sacrifice a couple of years,
yeah,
for these kids. And then you can go back to your regular schedule program.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like she was afraid of, or trying to do it all at once. That's what it, to, yeah, me, it is. And it's like, nah, you need to relax. I don't think he's an a-hole at all.
I don't think so either. And I do understand her point about, like, it's not the same when you have to ask someone to do it.
Yeah.
I get that. But this is a financial restraint.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like she needs to take a look at the bank accounts and realize, like, look, no money, no vacation. Like, I hate to dumb it down for her, but like, that's something you have to be responsible for.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, did he mention who works in the household?
Nope.
No job reference?
No job reference anymore.
Come on, OP, give us all the details. We want to know.
Right?
Is she working? Are you working?
Is it all coming out of his budget?
Yeah. Like, where is that money coming from?
Sounds like narcissistic traits, said somebody.
Yeah.
From her side to me, the kind of people who are entitled, never wrong, nothing's ever good enough, and always to blame for other things. They gaslight you, and they said, what she said doesn't matter, blah, 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 I don't agree. So Yeah, I've met with people like this before. Because I was like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want it because now you're going to have to because I told you. And I was like, well, I just don't think it was, it's not right. It's not right. It's like, listen, I don't think we should do this. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to go. Like, I'm like, you know, it's like we said, for instance, like, we're going to go to the movies on Friday. Can't do it on Friday. But you said we're going to go. It's like, well, something came up. It's like, you know what? I'll change my plans. I'll cancel the thing that came up and don't do it just so we can go to the movies. And the other person be like, well, no, I don't want to now because, you know, you have to change this, blah, blah, blah. It's like that attitude. I hate it. It bugs me. And I just totally ditch and ignore the person.
I feel like it is okay in the terms of like something special. Cause like, I don't know, if you're trying to like tell someone like, oh man, I really want to go on this trip. And then they're like, oh, well, I'll buy the tickets and everything. And you're like, no, I had to ask you for it. Like, I think that's a little weird.
That, yeah. That,
cause not... it's like you know, like you can't expect your partner to read your mind.
No.
You know? Can't. So I think it's okay to drop hints, but I would just love more context on their financial situation because part of me wonders if he's paying for it all and she's not even contributing a dime.
Yeah.
Kind of the entitlement I'm getting from this, but.
One guy says, I hope your kids act more grown up than your princess bride.
Ooh.
You asked if you're an asshole. In fact, the uncleaned one. I don't understand that one.
Ew.
Her parents need their baby back.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Can't you guys just, like, drive, like, 2 hours away and do an overnight stay?
I mean. Right?
She's being a brat, but I emphasize. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Can we just go somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, you could do an overnight somewhere nearby. Yeah. But, again, sounds like their last Europe trip put them in the red.
Yeah.
So
even also, I think that was probably like the biggest one. And she probably expected more craziness like that, you know?
Yeah.
I think like, imagine if, okay, DeLuca goes to Barcelona for 1 year.
Sure.
It was fun. Then we get invited to all kinds of red carpets. Now in that situation, if I was him and you were her, I assume that she would probably expect more stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like more red carpet, more treatment, more, Give me, you know, instead of like going, getting, you know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of personality that I do not like.
The give me more mentality.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Do you have another Reddit story? Do you want me to read one?
Go ahead and read one.
I got a short one.
Yeah, go for it.
Am I the a-hole for screwing over all the people who donated their time and money? The PTA has been planning a fundraiser for months to raise money for new cheerleaders' uniforms. The old uniforms were very outdated, and all the kids are excited about getting new ones, including mine. Early in the planning, I agreed that my property could be used at no cost for the event and that I would provide all the furnishing. Other people worked hard on buying / making items to be sold at the fundraiser. Some people spent upwards of hundreds of hours to make the items for the event or donate dollars to the event. At a recent meeting, the football coach said that the equipment was badly worn out and needed to be replaced ASAP. A vote was held, and the majority voted that this fundraiser would be for the football team instead of the cheerleaders. I was pissed. Me too.
Yeah.
Football is always the top priority. I went above and beyond here specifically to help out the cheerleading team. My child and all their friends on the team got their hopes up only to be dashed. I told everyone my property would no longer be available for use and they would need to find a new venue. People panicked and got very angry, including several people who voted against the change. They said my decision was equivalent to throwing all their hard work into the trash. I asked them how they thought the cheerleaders would feel. They said it was a vote and I was acting like a dictator and that I can't overrule the will of the majority. I said they can do whatever they like, but not on my property. I know they won't be able to find a venue this late, especially not an affordable price. I understand I screwed over my friends, burned bridges, and am likely going to be kicked off the PTA. I just can't bring myself to help them. Am I a spiteful a-hole?
Yes.
No!
you're a spiteful a-hole, but rightfully so.
Yeah! Like, imagine the chess club doing all this work to, like, put together a fundraiser so they could, like, I don't know, get new chess pieces, and then another, like, football comes in that always gets funding, that always gets priority. Always. Name a school where football's not the number one. Yep. I'll wait. Oh, wait.
Seriously.
Frustrating. And I think football's great. Like, I have no issue against it. But the fact that we treat football to be, like, at least in the high school I went to, mm-hmm. it was, like, God tier. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, no!
Even I joined the football, JV and varsity, and it wasn't that much fun. It wasn't that fun at all. I loved sport. I loved playing, but the people around me were just a total different type of people that I did not work well with.
Mm.
You know?
I just think it's interesting that they decide to have a fundraiser and then can flip-flop it to another goal. Like, what the hell?
It's kind of like, it's basically the school.
Yeah.
The school saying is like, well, this trumps over that, blah, 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 blah. Or basically, you know, doesn't really matter what it's for. You raise money, and what we need it for is, you know, the football team.
Stupid. How can they even do that? It's That's like, dumb.
It's like having a car wash and raising for, like, to donate to charity to, like, cancer research or something like that. It's like, you know what? No, we're taking that for the football team.
The football team needs new footballs. Ugh. Guess what Reddit deemed this person?
An asshole.
No, they were deemed not the a-hole.
Nice.
I'm shook. Lots of people in the thread are like, nope, this was a bait and switch. You agreed to having a fundraiser for cheerleaders at your property, not the football team.
Yep.
Well, another person says, not the a-hole. You were doing what you were doing for the cheerleaders. They are massively screwing over the cheerleaders. This should not have gone to a vote. The perceived less important thing always gets screwed. You're right. That's exactly how cheerleaders would feel. Let them find another venue. You were doing this for the cheerleaders. What the heck? Stupid. I can't even believe that that's still a thing. It's 2025. When was this? Oh, 2 years ago. Well, 2024, 2023? 2023? Still?
No. It's horrible.
I have, personally, I have nothing against football. I have everything against the funding for, like, from schools always going towards the athletic department rather than, like, creative. Obviously, they both are in the athletic department. But it would be great to see more equal funding opportunities for creatives, athletic, intellectual, outside of school activities.
Yeah.
What can we do? What can we do?
What can
we do? Cosmo's going to take it away with our last Am I the A-Hole, but if you'd like to join us on Patreon, we'll be reading the Am I the A-Hole for refusing to walk my daughter down the aisle. Take it away.
Am I the a-hole for leaving my boyfriend's birthday dinner after his mom took my seat?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Okay, I, 25 female, have been dating my boyfriend, Matt, 27, for almost 2 years. His family is very close. His mom, in particular, has always been a little possessive.
Ugh, boy moms.
I've tried not to make a big deal out of it, but it's clear she doesn't like that I take up his time. And she's made passive-aggressive comments like, I hope I don't lose my son to some girl, even though we've been together for a while, and I've made every effort to be kind and respectful to her.
Aww.
Anyways, last weekend was Matt's birthday. He invited me to dinner with his family, a nice restaurant. I dressed up, got him a gift that I knew he'd love, and was honestly looking forward to the night. When we arrived, I noticed his mom had saved the seat right next to him for herself. Mm. That's fine, whatever. I sat on the other side.
There you go. Okay, good job.
But right before we ordered, his mom made a joke about how I always need to be next to Matt and said, let's see how you handle a little separation.
Ew, what? Right? Why? You need to see how you handle separation, mom.
So then she literally stood up, looked at me and said, scooch, sweetie, motioning for me to move down a seat so she could sit in between us.
What?
Everyone at the table, including Matt, laughed.
No, not them backseat, like, approving of this behavior.
Right. I was so stunned, I quietly got up and moved. For about 5 minutes, I sat there, feeling small and humiliated, while she leaned over to Matt like he was like her date.
I hate it. I hate it.
So I stood up, grabbed my bag, and said, actually, I think I'm going to head out. Hope you had a have a great birthday, Matt. And I left. Matt blew up my phone later, saying I completely overreacted, embarrassed him in front of his family, and can't take a joke. His mom texted me, sorry you were so sensitive.
No!
That message just made things worse. Now, he's not speaking to me until I apologize. I honestly feel like they were the reruns, but it was his birthday dinner, so now I'm second-guessing everything. Mm-hmm. Am I the a-hole?
Not at all, girl. Wow. Run. Run so far away from that man that, like, you can't even see him in your rearview mirror. Yeah. Get so far away from him. Ugh. Because the fact that he has that kind of relationship rapport with his mom is scary.
Yeah.
I can't.
Like, my mom was a jokester, but not like that.
Like, not a humiliator.
No.
Like, could you imagine?
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's another, that's kind of like Jackie's little story. Remember Jacqueline's story about the guy and the woman?
Yes.
She didn't know who the woman was, but it was his mom?
Yes.
God.
Yes.
That's that, what do they call that? Not hover mom. It's like a Stockholm syndrome for kids.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of that term. But that's
helicopter mom.
Helicopter mom. Yes. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say that he had brothers? It just said family.
The fact that, like, he even backed up the mom, and then the mom was like, I'm sorry you're so sensitive. Maybe try to, like, not date your son, mom.
Seriously.
Gross. Ick.
2 years they've been dating. 2 years.
Girl. Bye. Leave. Take this as your sign. Honestly, OP, I'm proud of you for getting up and leaving.
Hell yeah.
But I would have changed your tagline to being like, oh, you want to see how I handle distance? Grabs bag. Leaves. That's what I would have said. Watch me be the most distant.
So what do you think what people said?
I'm going to guess people said not the a-hole.
You are 100% correct.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be wrong for a second.
There's a long one. Like, this one comment got a bunch of comments on it, which is a lot to read, but I'm going to read and see if I can find one. One guy said, dang, that's hardcore. Hell yeah, leave. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Don't marry mama's boy.
Yeah. Get out. Because, like, what? You're going to be, like, imagine you do marry him and, like, things really work out. Mm-hmm. She's going to want to be, like, in the birth room while you're having a baby. She's going to be at, like, every monumental moment. And if she's going to treat you like this now when you're the girlfriend, only going to escalate.
It's going to be really horrible.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Other people on here have, like, stories about similar situations on the comments.
Oh, so, like, that they married the mama's boy?
Yeah, and, like, learning from their lessons, whatnot, and preaching. They're really lengthy.
Wow.
They're almost like an am I the a-hole kind of thing. I mean, just look at this. This is all one comment.
Oh, my. They should have made their own, yeah.
And there's more of them like that. It's just like, wow.
Dang.
Damn.
Yeah, truly. Like, that... I don't understand where moms like that get off, because it's like...
It didn't say that he's like the only child, but I can understand it from the only child. And some parents are just like so clingy.
I guess. You know?
Especially moms with their sons. Moms with their sons are... My mom was just like, cool.
Boy, moms are weird.
They are.
Not all of them. Like, we're not generalizing. But there are some out there that I'm like, are you like trying to date your son?
Yeah.
Because like, you're only going to cut him off from... actually moving on with his life.
Yeah. And you could turn him into the next Jeffrey Dahmer.
There you go. There you have it, everyone. Don't do it. Don't turn your son into the next Jeffrey Dahmer.
If you or a loved one has a sick mom like this, please contact authorities and make sure he gets therapy.
Yeah. For real.
Or just stay away.
Or just don't. Just run.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for watching this episode of Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are trying a different format with our Reddit stories because... I thoroughly enjoy reading these. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
It's like, fun.
It's almost like listening to a true crime podcast.
Yeah.
With these situations. It was like, Oh my God. I love it. I love it.
I like thinking of it because, like, what would you do in that scenario? You know, like, it's so interesting to see the problems that other people are having. Like, it's almost like drama that we get to, like, you know, gas up OP being like, yes, get out of that relationship. So I like it. It's drama that we're not involved in.
Exactly.
Well, thank you all so much for listening to us. Let us know if you like this way of us reading the Reddit reaction stories. Be sure to subscribe. Listen to us everywhere that you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, literally everywhere. We're everywhere. You can't miss us.
Everywhere.
Join us in the canoe every Monday at, oh, what time does it drop? 10:30 a.m. PST. And join us for Delulu Canoes every Tuesday at 2:10 PST. Don't ask why 2:10. It's a weird time. Don't question it. Be sure to check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network and the Cosmo Show on the Cosmo Network.
Yes. Every Thursday is a new episode either of the Cosmo Show, Jackie's Kitchen Kitchen, or Fan Film Reactions. So every Thursday, check it out.
Yeah. And check out our Printify store as we will be having some new merch drops. We've got a
Ooh.
candle up right now that says Delulu's Salulu. We've got a sweatshirt. We got a tank top. We got some stickers up there that I hand drew. So go check it out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And check out the Patreon for the rest of this episode where we'll be reading Am I the A-hole for refusing to walk my daughter down the aisle?
Ooh, it's gotta be good.
Join us on Patreon. Bye. Stay Delulu.